Hello again, Bernie Miklas with you with another video here on the Bernie Show YouTube channel. Again, as always, thank you so much for your support. Make sure you subscribe. If you're just checking us out, hit the subscribe button. We like those thumbs up things too. You can hit that. Thank you. And we continue to grow, and I'm really happy to do this every day, and your feedback has been tremendous. Make sure to go ahead and hit the comments. You can respond to what I say. I'm trying my best to keep up with it. Some days better than others, but I'm trying. I have a good heart, even if the execution isn't always what I want it to be as far as getting it all done. Anyway, the Milwaukee Brewers are in town tonight. They open a three-game series Tuesday against the Cardinals, and they're up by 11 games. I don't even talk about, you know, division title races. There's no race. There's no race right now. If there's some miracle on Clark Street or whatever, yeah, we can talk about that later. But let's just shut up. It's just stupid. I don't even know why I'm bringing it up. So the Brewers are 11 games up on the Cardinals. I mean, they're cruising to another division title and another postseason appearance. And everyone with the Cardinals organization should be embarrassed by this. This isn't a matter of like, well, we're not having a good year. Well, they're having a better year. Hey, it happens. No, it's not like that at all. Despite spending a lot less money on payroll than the St. Louis Cardinals, the Milwaukee Brewers continue year after year after year to outperform the Cardinals by doing a lot more with less in terms of revenue and payroll. And I really don't understand how this can repeatedly happen. Well, actually, I do. The Brewers have a really smart front office right now being led by Matt Arnold, but he was the first lieutenant to David Stearns before he went to New York to take over the Mets. And all these guys come from that Jeff Lunau tree. And so some of the brightest minds in the sport have ended up in Milwaukee, where the Cardinals, frankly, stay with the same old staff, the same head of baseball operations. So the Brewers are always ahead of the curve. The Brewers always figure out ways to get great value for the money they spent. They do categorically pretty much everything better than the St. Louis Cardinals organization. And that obviously includes on, you know, what they do on the field. But since the start of the 2017 season, let me repeat, the Cardinals have outspent the Brewers by $300.2 million. Think about that. Think about all the money that's been wasted. And we can talk about, well, Bill DeWitt ought to spend more. He ought to do this. They got to go after that. Spend, 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 spend. So what you're telling me is you want him to throw more money away? Listen, and if he makes front office changes, and if he doesn't, then my goodness, good luck selling some tickets and suites next year. But anyway, the Cardinals spend more than enough money to win, but yet they get outmaneuvered and outsmarted by a franchise in Milwaukee that plays in the smallest market in the major leagues. I mean, the revenue capability for these two franchises, it's a massive, massive gap. And yet the Cardinals can't get their act together in terms of baseball personnel and spending, and even down on the field, because Milwaukee's had better managers. The Cardinals just can't get their act together. So if you don't mind, I'm going to probably separate from you on one opinion. I don't want Bill DeWitt to spend more money until he brings people in that are different, that are going to spend the money. He's got to have new people spend the money. He can't go with the same old, same old. Because again, the Brewers have absolutely embarrassed this franchise. Let's talk about this. And again, if you look at the payroll this year, just this year only, the Cardinals are around 11th or 12th. The Brewers are 22nd. And it just depends which, you know, salary checker you go to. But it's a pretty big gap. We all agree. So the Cardinals this year even spend a lot more than the Brewers just for 1 year. But so what are the Cardinals getting for their money, their bigger investment in talent? What are they getting compared to the Brewers? Well, I got to go to the list. There's just too much information here. I can't memorize it. And I sure as heck ain't using a teleprompter. So even though the Cardinals once again are outspending the Brewers by a pretty healthy amount this year, Let's see, runs per game in the National League. The Brewers are fourth. The Cardinals are 11th. What about run prevention in the National League? The Brewers are second. The Cardinals are 11th. What about defensive run save? Cardinals are pretty good. They're seventh, but the Brewers are third. So despite of all of that, despite all of the financial disparity, despite the fact that the Brewers have been rocked by more injuries than the Cardinals, and it's not even close, despite the fact that the Brewers lost their manager and they traded their ace Corbin Burns to Baltimore because he was entering his walk year, they weren't going to be able to re-sign him. Despite the fact Brandon Woodruff has been out all year, most of last year with a shoulder injury, and the Brewers have had all kinds of starting pitching injuries. More on that in a minute. Despite all the disadvantages you think the Brewers would have, and they do have theoretical disadvantages in terms of spending and the way you've set up, the way your financial wherewithal is what I'm trying to say. They're such a tremendous disadvantage. They outperform the Cardinals on all these things. And if you go back to 2017, and again, the Cardinals have spent more than $300 million more than the Brewers. So since the start of the 2007 season, the Brewers have won more games than the Cardinals. They have a higher winning percentage than the Cardinals. They've qualified for more postseasons than the Cardinals. They have had a better farm system than the Cardinals. They have suffered more injuries than the Cardinals, but they always manage to find a way to cover for it because they understand about depth and they assemble it beforehand. Rather, they're proactive rather than waiting for the emergencies. And it's like, oh, what do we do now? In other words, that's been the John Mozeliak way. They spend their money more wisely than the Cardinals do. I already covered that. They find better value on free agents than the Cardinals. They win more trades. They've put better managers and coaches in the dugout. They have a larger minor league staff. They get more talent from the international market than the Cardinals. And the other thing, you don't see the Brewers messing up young hitters, right? Jackson Churio, they're great, great prospect. Number one prospect in the land coming into the season. He got off to a brutal start. I mean, brutal start. Did the Brewers say, oh, well, we better get him down to the mine? No, they stayed with it. And this kid has been, since the All-Star break, even before that, just been great. Just a great, great player. And he's a baby. The Cardinals continue to have their young guys get lost in the majors. And this goes back a long way. We reviewed it, whether you're talking about, you know, Tyler O'Neill, whether you're talking about Dylan Carlson, whether you're talking about Jordan Walker, Nolan Gorman. It's a long list, and we've repeated it many times, but you get the point, right? So since 2017, the Brewers, despite being at a payroll disadvantage, all those things that I told you about, they're superior to the St. Louis Cardinals. And is there any excuse for that, really? Seriously. Is there any justification whatsoever for that? The answer obviously is no. And you look at, again, remember I told you that the Cardinals don't score anything near what Milwaukee does, and they don't pitch as well or prevent runs as Milwaukee does. Just this year, okay, the Cardinals have spent $63 million on starting pitching. And it's actually higher now because they've had to add people because of injuries. But going into the season, the Cardinals had spent $63 million in starting pitching. The Brewers spent $19 million. That's what I meant to say. And the Brewers, that's probably up for the Brewers because, again, they've had to fill in some holes because of all the injuries. You look at that Milwaukee offense, much better than the Cardinals offense. Well, the Cardinals going into this year had $77 million invested in 2024 salaries. $77 million in their position players. The Brewers, $36 million. Who's got the better offense? Well, we know who that is, right? Who's got the better rotation? The Cardinals have a more solid rotation because they haven't had as many injuries. In fact, Milwaukee this year compared to St. Louis in terms of pitching injuries, both relievers and starters, the Brewers have had their pitchers on the IL twice as many days, when you add it all up, twice as many days pitchers on the IL this season than the St. Louis Cardinals. It's around 1,000 to 500. I mean, the Brewers have lost so many guys, yet they continue to win games and pitch pretty well. and they have a manager who somehow stitches it all together all the time. I mean, the Brewers lost, not only traded Burns and lost Woodruff. I mean, you know, Wade Miley has been hurt, a really good young pitcher they have. Robert Gasser is hurt, elbow surgery. Devin Williams, who's one of the best closers there is, he missed, what, the first three and a half months, close to that. On and on and on and on and on. But yet the Brewers find ways to cover whatever injury holes they have. And with the Cardinals, I don't know about you, but through the years, I've gotten burned out on them citing injuries. Everybody has injuries. But look at a team like the Brewers with fewer resources managing to have greater depth than the St. Louis Cardinals. It's just absurd. I was looking at this too. This is an example of what I'm talking about. Since 2021, that's when Arenado and Goldschmidt, they've been together since 2021. So you've had Goldie at first, you've had Arenado at third. The Brewers have had a revolving door at both of those positions. Why? Because, again, they're trying to find value buys. They're trying to find, you know, good things on the market that other people maybe are not looking at. So the Cardinals have had Goldie at first base since with Arenado since 2021. During that time, Milwaukee has used at first base Rowdy Tellez, Carlos Santana, Big Daniel Vogelbach, Keston Hiura, Reese Hoskins now, and there's others, just four or five other names. The Cardinals have used Goldie. The Cardinals at third base have had Arenado since 2021, along with Goldie at first. Third baseman used by the Brewers, Urias, Anderson, Andrew Monasterio, Jake Bowers, Mike Brousseau, Joey Ortiz, Eduardo Escobar. And again, there are more names. It's amazing to look at how many players they've used at those positions. But you know what? Since Goldie and Arenado became teammates in 2021, the Brewers have won more games, they have a higher winning percentage, and they've been to the postseason more times than St. Louis. Whoo! My goodness, right? Think about it in those terms. It's an amazing thing. I mean, tip of the cap to the Brewers. And I don't want to hear, well, what have they won in the postseason? You're missing the point. They go into every single season with a vast payroll disadvantage compared to the big boys, including the Cardinals, who are not exactly one of the big boys. They could be. They choose not to be in terms of spending. But the Brewers get to the finish line in a playoff spot in another postseason way more often, or a lot more often than the Cardinals have. And once you get in there, you take your chances. And it's not like the Cardinals have had all this postseason success, right? Are you kidding me? They've won one postseason round since 2014. So if you're Bill DeWitt, how can you put up with this? How have you put up with this? If Bill DeWitt is cheap, if he's a miser and he's all this, well, he's not getting enough for his money, that's for sure. They've thrown a lot of money away with bad decisions. And if Bill DeWitt is such a guy that's just all about the money and, you know, oh, keeping the cost down, I don't understand it. So why would he have tolerated this misspending and these terrible decisions? Why would he have tolerated this for so long? And I can't believe that he will tolerate it anymore after the end of this season, because they spend enough money to win, except they make so many stupid mistakes in their spending. And that's why a team like the Brewers have outmaneuvered them consistently. But in case I didn't say this earlier in the video, I'm going to say it again. I'll wrap up with it. Everybody in the Cardinals organization, from the ownership all the way down to the field level, clubhouse, managers, coaches, minor leagues, everybody should be absolutely embarrassed that they continue to come up short. Despite having so many advantages, they continue to come up short, and the Milwaukee Brewers leave them behind. Absolutely embarrassing. I'm going to smile before I go. Everybody have a good day. We'll be back tomorrow with another video here on the Bernie Channel. Thank you very much.